I'm David Brancaccio. Two technology firms, Palantir and Asana, will each start offering their stock to the public for the first time this week. Both are taking an unusual route to the market. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us here with a teachable moment. Nancy, what is a direct listing?
It is a quicker way for companies to start selling their shares to the public, faster than a traditional initial public offering, unlike an IPO, which can have a lockup period when some investors can't sell their stocks. In a direct public offering, the stock can start trading as soon as the market's open.
So what's the calculation?
It's quicker, but that's just also because there's less scrutiny. There are no eligibility requirements or forms to fill out, and that can make a direct listing riskier for traders buying these shares. And anyone can buy them, David, unlike in an IPO where there are restrictions on who can participate. Also, the price of shares in a direct listing depends on demand, so there can be wild swings.
And remind us about Palantir and Asana.
Right. Palantir takes lots of data and puts it onto a secure platform where it can be analyzed, does a lot of work for the CIA and the FBI. It's also worked for ICE, helping track people at the border, and that has sparked protests at the company's headquarters. The other firm is Asana. It's a corporate software company that helps organize and manage the work of teams of employees. And by the way, David, neither company is profitable yet.